humans have the same leg to eye ratio as spiders do.
Like, wait, spiders have,
yeah.
What?
Spiders have 8 legs and 8 eyes.
We have two.
Two and two. Most animals can't say that because they have 4 legs.
But yeah, but we don't crawl on our fucking, sorry.
Yeah, we're bipedal.
Bipedal. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm American.
Well, I'll just take the fries and I'll just throw them in there. This is where that nice golden crunch is going to come in. And there you go.
All right. What's up, guys? Welcome to Road Fries. This is episode 21.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shots.
Yeah. So just want to start off. Thank you guys for listening and supporting us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
You matter.
So she got me onto this app.
Yo.
I've seen it on like TikToks and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I never thought of like downloading it. But it's actually pretty entertaining. The Flight Tracker. Have you ever seen those?
Where they have like a little map and they track the planes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How is that?
It's actually pretty entertaining. The helicopters by far are the funnest ones to watch because...
Blackhawks?
Blackhawks. Then there's like life flights and stuff. And you're like, oh.
Oh my God, that'd be scary.
Like you see one go into the mountains and you're like,
I hope they're recovering a live body. Yeah. Right? Like that's the...
Well, I mean, you wouldn't need life flight if they're dead, would you? Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, the recovery. I don't know if they use a different crew for that.
It's the B squad. It's pretty entertaining. Like, it's wild to watch like the flight paths because they have to go around the mountains and stuff like that, and like how they land. Dude, they start landing like a state away. Like you'll see them like lose altitude and they're still in Idaho. And you're like, wow, you got to make it all the way to Salt Lake International. You're getting a little.
I mean, but they're cooking though, right? They're
going fast. I don't know what the ratio of knots to miles per hour is. That's probably something I should look up. But they're like, some of them are doing 300 knots, 400 knots. And you're like, okay. Then a helicopter's cruising along at like 120. I'm like, oh, you're doing the best you can.
One knot is, I just pulled it up right now. You know, that's about 1.15 miles per hour.
Oh, so it's almost a mile per hour. So yeah. Like, if you're going to like rough translate it, you can just switch the name. Like,
because you're saying what? It's 400. They're doing 300.
Yeah,
that's about 350 miles an hour.
Okay,
it's super fast.
Yeah, that's still
it's
cooking.
It's not something to like shrug off.
Supersonic, but it's not like
it's not something to shrug off. It's cooking, dude.
It's wild to think is like when you see them take off, you're like, okay, it's taking off, whatever. And then let's say it leaves Salt Lake International, it's over Provo in like 2 minutes, or it's over like. Like Clearfield?
Yeah.
In a couple minutes, and you're like, wow, that actually is moving. And then, like, it'll take off from Salt Lake International, and next thing you know, it's over Bear Lake, and it's been 7 minutes. You're like, wow, that's actually it's pretty good time, actually. I get it now.
It's wild to think that the higher you get, the further you can travel.
To cover the same distance on the surface? Yeah, because, like, the radius.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Or not the radius, the circumference.
The circumference of the Earth.
So like 10 feet.
I mean, if 10 feet
way up there.
If you're one of those people that believes that the Earth is round, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're one of those
donut Earth. it's kind of cool because helicopters come up, gliders will come up.
Yeah,
you can see like a glider. Just
the balloons.
The balloons are weird. There's a balloon that's like been floating around like Colorado Springs for like 3 days now.
That's wild, dude.
And I'm like, is it landed? Because I don't know.
I didn't know that they tracked the balloons. I didn't. I mean, I guess if it's an airspace,
I don't know if it's
like...
actually a hot air balloon or if it's like a weather balloon that just has a tracker on it.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they put those on there for those people that like.
I mean, well, yeah, but I'm saying like I didn't know that the balloons were something that you either like. I don't know if you need to track them.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming there's some sort of rules, right?
Well, After a certain amount, any kind of flying thing. Because don't they get mad? Weren't they talking about registering the? You had to start registering drones for...
Yeah, well, yeah. I heard it.
But
yeah.
Not the FIA.
Well, you're still... After a certain height or, like, to FAA. Fly in certain areas, you're still supposed to...
Register,
I guess.
It's cool to see the priority of the military and, like, I'm the top dog in this area.
The amount of fuel that they waste just flying around the same spots.
Well, not only that, just, like, the... when a tanker is flying by, like everything else has to just steer clear. Has to be like a couple hundred feet below it at least.
Yeah.
Or just you wait till it passes before you can take off.
It's crazy to see the amount of planes that are actually in the sky.
Oh yeah,
that don't run into each other.
Yeah, like
you showed me that on your phone, and it's there is just a cluster. I mean, it's a lot of sky, I guess, but like it's a miracle that you don't see a lot more of them crossing each other while you're just sitting here.
Yeah, and like I don't know if I could be an air traffic controller.
No,
because it's starting to, like I mean, if you do it for a while, you probably get used to it. Like any job where you get better at it as you do it, but.
Well, and it's not just one person,
I guess. It's stressful looking because you're like, oh, we got to get this one off the runway because one's coming down on the same runway. And then we got like four more taxied up, but then we have another one like 10 minutes out.
It makes you realize how the like airports are like more organized than you really think, I guess.
Yeah, like, it's like organized because chaos.
For the most part, I can't say I've had too hard of a delay on any of my flights that I've had. So yeah. It's like for them to be that organized where they're worried about your flight, worried about the flight that's on the runway, worried about one that's about to land, worried about one that's like 5 hours out, you know, they're like thinking about all this stuff like in advance. It must be hectic.
Yeah, because let's say you accidentally back everyone up.
Yeah,
like let's say it's like your first day on the job, you back everyone up, like,
or somebody has
hundreds of people that are now just pissed off at you.
Well, not just that, but like, or somebody has an emergency on a flight that's taxied up to like land like three flights back, but they take priority. So suddenly you have to be like, okay, you that are ahead of this guy got to loop around and come back. He's got to land because he's got an emergency. Like,
yeah,
you know, you got to like shift around everything for certain. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it happens more often than not.
Yeah, then you got to deal with like, oh crap, we got to get this one off the runway quick. Go.
Or the ones that are like, oh, so-and-so is, like, delaying the flight, like you see on YouTube where people are, like, sitting there waiting for somebody that doesn't want to put their mask on or something, like,
oh, yeah.
And they're holding up the flight. So it's, like, that flight suddenly, it's, like, okay, either they got to go now or they're going to have to wait another 2 hours for all these other people to land and take
because
off.
Because everything else is already in line.
Oh, dude, that'd be so frustrating.
The one that gets me was, I think it was UPS. She'll correct me later if I'm wrong, but I think UPS, those people don't fuck around on that thing. Like, they get taxied up and they go.
Like, that's crazy.
UPS and we FedEx? Watched one going to LAX. And, like, other ones will kind of, like, sit on the runway and they'll kind of, like, inch forward a little bit and then they'll slowly take off. The LAX one, like, turned the corner and just booked it. And he was in the air, like, halfway up the runway. And it wasn't a small plane, too. It was, like, an Airbus, like, A380 or something like that. Like, that's a pretty crazy. Good size. Like, 747 style.
Big, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, for them to be flying around within miles of each other like that in the sky, it's like...
Yeah, like, you're sitting there and you're like, oh, you two are going to run into each other. And you're like, oh, there's like a 10,000-foot difference in height.
Yeah. You see them cross each other, but in reality, up in the sky, it's like they're not like a mile away from each other.
Yeah, they're not even close to each other. And you're like, oh, no.
And a mile out there is probably super close. So it's like...
Yeah, don't be too close. And I mean, it's cool because, like, certain military ones, like I said, the helicopters,
they're
usually the medical ones, or like the tankers, they'll show up. Yeah. But there's no way I'm going to see like a Raptor on there.
Do they have an app for trains like that too?
See, that's what I looked up last night because I was like, I wonder if
that'd be kind of cool too, like to see trains.
That would make more sense because where we live too. I'm like, oh, this one's heading up to
Boise. Like I got to go to work, but this one's about to cross on 12th Street or something.
That
like,
you know, that would be useful too. You're like, okay, this train's going to be blocking off this road. I probably
and you would
go
think
that
I think it would be a little more simple though, right? Like. Because they're on track, so it's like they're always on the same
they're taking route. The same roads.
Yeah. It'd be cool to see them like change off to like let another one go by. Like, you know how they come off the track to another sidetrack or something?
And could you imagine seeing a wreck happen? You're like, there's a train just sitting there, and then you're like, ah, it's a one lane thing, and then you see another train.
All of a sudden it's not on a track.
Well, that's what we were talking about. I'm like, what would you do if you were like watching it and you see a plane go up and it's at like only 2,000 feet and it's just like taking off and all of a sudden you see it like start to descend really fast. And it, like, slow down, and all of a sudden just zeros. But, oh! I synced it!
Somebody changed the batteries out on that tracker, because I'm freaking out.
Yeah. Tap the black box, it's not coming through. Like. Yeah, so some of their things are not calibrated, right? Because they'll land, and it still says they're, like, 1,500 feet in the air, and you're like,
eh. Like, yeah, like, he landed. Oh, that'd be on the news.
Yeah, that'd be on the news. You're doing zero at 3,000 feet, I'm pretty sure that's...
That's crazy. Like, technology, bro.
Yeah,
and the fact that that's kind of allowed for just human, like just humans. Just for like everyday use, like
person.
Oh,
yeah. And I mean, obviously, like the military ones aren't going to be showing up because
not all of them, at least. Because you showed me the one that
There's one that's like dancing right on the edge of Ukraine, and it's like one of those radar ones with the big dome on top. Dude, and it just sits there and it takes off and it just does like the same circle over Moldova. I don't know.
Cause
it's it just does like the same circle.
All it's doing, I guess, is just radaring. Just
yeah, sure and it's literally just like skirting off the edge of the no fly zone. And it just does the same circle for like 2 hours and then it goes back down and lands. And I'm like,
I wonder how like, how accurate the control of the airspace is though. Like, I wonder if it's like, you're flying along the edge and you kind of drift into it a little bit. And it's like, does it start like telling you, hey, you're either too close or warning. Like that. I wonder.
I don't know. I think it's like,
if it's more radioed, I guess, right? It's like, hey, you got to start.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're high enough up, you don't know that mountain's on this
country. You're on this side or that side. Yeah, I guess.
Probably like just stay clear of it. Like,
dude, pilots live such a weird life.
Yeah. I woke up. Flew to L.A., then went to Portland, then went to Denver, then went to San Antonio, then got home.
Then got home for 2 hours and then woke up for a red eye to Istanbul or something. Like,
yeah.
Geez, dude, like that's crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely a weird job that I could never picture myself doing.
I feel like it's a job that in order to do it, it's kind of like a truck driver, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Like your family's got to know that you're not going to be at home all the time.
Yeah, either they got to accept that you're not going to be home all the time or you just don't have a family.
And I guess, I mean, after you hit a certain level there, you can pick and choose what trips you want, right?
Yeah, you can stay local and be like, oh, I just shuttle down.
Unless you're like a private pilot. And at that point, you're just like whoever calls you, it's like, oh, I need you now. We need to fly to...
There are so many privately owned planes in the sky. I did not know that there's that many people flying.
TikTok of like one of them Kardashian chicks was like using her own plane to fly from like Southern California to like San Francisco, and it was like a 10-minute flight.
Yeah.
And she would just do that instead of, or not LA, but like it was like a 10-minute flight, and she was just
whoop whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas you get up to speed, you're already coming back.
I mean, I guess it makes sense to avoid all the traffic out there, but it's like, to have a private plane just take you like 15 minutes.
But yeah, it's bonkers how many like privately owned like Cessnas and stuff.
Yeah. Like people that fly on themselves and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like there's crazy. A lot of those planes.
Oh, like the two-seated helicopters and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, the little guys.
That's weird, dude.
Yeah, and like 90% of the helicopters on there are like medical ones.
Like as far as hobbies go, I think that's got to be one of the most like sketchy ones.
Yeah,
I'm just going to start flying a plane now.
Yeah, that's like rock climbing. Like, that's something that I probably wouldn't ever do.
Yeah.
Just because, like...
Like, I mean
I make mistakes.
Rock climbing with, like, a harness.
Climbers?
The free climbing, bro, that's sketchy stuff. You watch documentaries of those dudes, and it's like, they die quite a bit.
Yeah.
Just...
Like, the life expectancy of a free...
So like a solo climber or whatever, like a free solo.
That whatever they do, the heck it's called, the no harnesses or...
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was watching the dude that did the...
they gotta have some strong fingers. I think
it was the mountain, one of them, it's called like El Capitan out in like Yosemite, I think.
Yeah.
And he climbed it just barehanded, bro.
Nope.
And it's not, and he didn't, he had done it before. They do like the first climb... And so what I saw them doing was they come down from the top harnessed, and they kind of trace where they want to go from the top to see, okay, this is going to be a little bit sketchier. Like, you got to plan your route because you're doing it without the harness. So they do it with the harness first to see where they would slip and fall if they were to go through.
Where am I putting my hand at?
Yeah, they find, like, the different cracks and all this. And, like, they do put up harnesses because some climbs are, like, they, like, take more than one day.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll like set up camp on the face of the cliffs.
Yeah, dude. They have a little tent.
The tent that just pops out.
No, it's just like anchored in with just one big ass.
I wouldn't be able to sleep at all.
Nope.
Just like imagine just rolling over and you just fall out like.
Well,
a
just
feet.
Not only that, like I'm sure they get like some gusty winds.
Oh,
just also yeah. Woo.
Well, he was saying that like he's like the other morning, I guess he's like I woke up on opened the tent up and you. It's all cloud. You're above the clouds. You can't see anything below you because you're that high up.
I would almost...
That'd be so sketchy, dude.
I would almost feel a little more comfortable being above the clouds like that because...
As long as you can't see the bottom, you don't know where it's
at.
It could be under the cloud right there.
Yeah, but. It could just be right there. But it just... It gives you like a level, like a...
A
new surface to look down on.
It makes it seem like you're not that high up, even though you know that you're...
You're couple thousand feet up still or something. Or God, dude. A couple hundred feet, I guess.
That's so sketch. But, I mean, it's cool, but, like, I can't trust myself enough to be like, okay, my knuckles are what's going to hold me into this ledge.
Yeah,
no. These dudes are, like you said, though, they're strong, they got some strong fingers. Their fingers got biceps.
Yeah. No, like, I saw one dude where he was trying to climb up, but the crack that he needed to put his hand in, there was no actual surface that he could really put his hand on. So he just made a fist and put his fist in there and then just had to keep his fist clenched.
That was what was holding him in. Yes.
And I was like, ooh.
Or no. there's I was watching it and they do like a thing with their thumb. Like they use their thumb to hold themselves up against an edge. They'll find like a pocket and they just hold themselves like just like that.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. But like that dude, so that dude just lives in his van, doesn't have a house. He just kind of travels and climbs and does all that. So he's like, he wrote a book and all that. And so he was doing all that. And he had like on his van, it was like a 2x4 bolted up to the edge of it. And it was set up for grip exercises. And it was basically like an eighth of an inch. And he would hang off of it with his fingers. His whole body weight on an eighth of an inch board. Like that's all he had to grab. And he would hold himself and he would do pull-ups.
Jesus.
Like the strength on your hands to do kind of thing, dude.
That's bananas. Oh, man. No, like, that makes my hands hurt thinking about it.
Or he would get, like, blisters and, like, all that stuff from, like, climbing, and he would have to, like, take a day or two off to heal so he can go back out and climb.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't do it with a messed up hand, you know, you're just going to cut yourself and then...
Yeah, that's literally your livelihood.
Like. Yeah. So, yeah, it's... Oh, dude. That stuff's crazy.
No, yeah, I couldn't do that.
That's like an extreme hobby. But same as like going back to like the plane and stuff like that, more people do it than I really thought did it.
Yeah, like get your own plane. That, like, it was,
John Travolta's a pilot.
I always thought when I saw like the little airport out there, Ogden.
Ogden, yeah.
So I always thought it was like the same like five people all the time. I didn't think anything of it.
It was just like a five hangers.
There's like... 15-20 planes that call that particular one home.
That's crazy, dude.
And then you have like people coming in and out all the time,
dude.
Too.
There's communities of houses that have airports tied to them.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what?
If anybody ever looks up John Travolta's house,
oh yeah,
he's got like a helipad, two airplane dude, hangars, and one of them is like a it's a pretty big plane for like you can fly like a couple people. It's not like a jet.
Yeah,
like, he's got like a legit like.
It's not a 747, but it's still...
It's a big plane for passengers.
It's a big plane for somebody to just
And he's got, like, two separate hangars that link up to, like, a main runway and all these other houses around there, their mansions. They all have private runways and hangars. Like...
That would be just phenomenal.
It's just like your neighbor, like, in the middle of the night just takes off to, like, Vegas. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, have you ever heard about that there's a plane that takes off out of Vegas that doesn't have call signs and stuff like that? And it's one purpose is to ferry people into Area 51.
What?
Yeah.
Is that like where they tell them go to Vegas and we'll pick you up there and we'll fly you out to the base?
Yeah. Huh. So like they fly them, let's say they're coming from like Georgia or something, they fly into Vegas and then they change flights to this one plane. It's an unmarked plane, no call signs. It always has priority on the runway.
And just disappears.
It has no numbers or anything. It's just a blank plane and it takes off, I think like twice a day. And comes back twice a day from there, and it's got its own private gate.
Imagine being like somebody that runs like the runways and stuff, like seeing that constantly, like, oh, that didn't.
Yeah, well, like if you saw it constantly, you'd be like, oh, there's.
Yeah, but like to know
there's an unmarked one.
To know that'd be like that they're so high priority that they don't have any marks, any nothing. Like,
yeah, they
don't use a call sign. It's like you just refer to that person as like one or something.
It's like
Air a super Force private.
Like, it's.
Yeah,
the priority.
Like plane. To see that yourself at your daily job, like somebody like that, you know that something's going on there. You're like.
Now, let's see who gets off this
flight. Got some Martians in the backseat of that jet.
Yeah, you know? who's getting off? They went there with 10 people. They came back with 12, and two of them are wearing, like, masks.
That looks like Elon Musk.
Hmm. What's he doing?
Yeah, like, that'd be wild to see that in your job, though. Like
every
I'm
day.
Assuming it happens all the time in, like, military work. But, like, imagine joining the military, like, as just a civilian. Suddenly you're in the military, and they're, like, you're seeing these, like, sketchy things that you're, like, I'm not supposed to ask about them, but I know something's going on. Like, it looks weird.
Yeah. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to, like, find out all the secrets of, like, all like the militaries, like
to
all
like just be in the in?
In the know. Yeah. Oh my god, could you imagine? Be like, holy crap! Like they really do have aliens. Like
I don't know if I'd want to know though. I really don't. Not the aliens. Like the aliens doesn't bother me, but like it'd be more of like the sinister stuff that goes down and
like was JFK assassinated?
Not like that or like these like stupid like. You stumble across like the Reddit stuff where they're like satanic rituals and like the government like
oh yeah
to, like find out like oh they just chartered a plane with like all these like women and stuff like you know like to find out that stuff because there's people that know about it that they won't say anything
yeah
to for their own safety so it's like imagine being in the know on that stuff and being like I can't say anything to anybody but this is like some messed up stuff
yeah because I'm sure there's got to be a fine line between the top secret and the what people know thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's people stuck in that spot. They're like...
It'd be crazy to find out how many of the theories that you've read about are actually
true. Yeah, what if, true. Like... True. What if...
What if the Earth is flat? What if, no, like, what, there is just an ice wall around and we just don't know we've been lied to our whole lives? Yeah. Not... I don't agree with it. I think we're on a big blueberry. But, yeah. But, like, what would...
What turtle theory, Earth, you're on the back theory, of a turtle.
What theory in reality would blow your mind to the point where you're like, it just shattered my whole universe. I never thought this would be real. The turtle one for sure. Oh, that, yeah, that 100%.
Wild.
probably Hollow Earth.
I think the...
Hollow Earth, on. Hollow Moon.
The theory that would really boggle my mind would be the aliens thing.
Really?
Like because there's the conspiracy right
now you
of feel, like...
Because right now you believe it.
Yeah,
you believe it they're real.
I believe aliens are real, whether we've had contact with them or not. That's the thing that I don't know about. Like, did Roswell really happen? Like, what if that legit happened? Or what if all these conspiracies are just that? What if they are conspiracies and what you see is exactly what's... Like, obviously, it's not going to be exactly what's happening, but like...
Like, what if every pretty much 90% of the conspiracy theories that you've ever read...
Are wrong. And what if what you see is what you're getting?
Yeah.
What if it was a weather balloon?
Yeah, well, what if everything is a conspiracy theory and it's all like we legit don't or the other side of it? What if we've never talked to aliens? What if there are no aliens? Like
we've never.
Yeah. I think that would blow my mind a lot more
because
if we found out that we were the only ones in the universe.
Because I was reading something that NASA said that, judging by the planets that they've discovered and inhabitable zones and how many planets there are,
yeah.
they estimate that there is. What was it like between 35 and like 120, which was kind of a broad like thing. But then if you think about how many planets there are, that's not really that broad. They think there's that many advanced civilizations in our galaxy, whether we ever contact them or not.
Okay.
Or if we're
okay.
Too spread
I was going
to
say like, I was going to say as far as a civilization, I could see that number,
but not just like
basic planets that would be able to sustain life and all that. No, there's tons, dude.
Yeah.
Just so, simply like the, what was it? The first week that James Webb came up.
All of a sudden, they're like, hey, we got all
they were showing, like, going. The stats of, like, oh, this planet has atmosphere. This one does, too. Like, they were pulling up, like, actual statistics of planets that are neighboring us that more can than likely have life
and,
on them.
And when they said advanced civilizations, they said a thing about, that's not including just, like, planets that are supporting some kind of life. Like, oh, they have, like, algae growing there or whatever.
Okay,
but that's like, actual advanced civilizations that, like...
Well, that's what
technology.
That's what I kind of figured tools. You meant, like the civilizations, because sustainable life is like, oh, like microbes and all that jazz, you know, like that's kind of how they classify, like having the right temperature to incubate and stuff like that. So that's what I
and the
I
correct like, atmosphere composition, everything.
Yeah.
What would freak you out more? Be if like let's say you came across like an almighty being, a god, or like just a super advanced alien civilization that gave you facts. Okay. That didn't bullshit with you and just gave you facts.
Yeah.
What would freak you out more? Knowing that humans are one of the most advanced civilizations in the universe or hearing that we're one of the farthest behind?
I feel like hearing that we're one of the most advanced because...
This is it?
I have a high... expectation for other civilizations. I like to assume that they're like past war, past famine, past, you know what I mean? Like
they got nuclear,
that we are
whatever to where infinite power, or
just based off what, like we go through daily. I don't think we're as advanced as everybody likes to believe.
Yeah. I mean, we can't even like,
we can't even agree on the same skin color for half the time.
Yeah. We can't even get along with everybody, our own species. Well, even like, just
like we're still separating ourselves and only thinking of ourselves. I think that, like, to be advanced, it's like we have to see past all that crap.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that would blow my mind more, seeing that we were the most advanced. I'd be like, oh, that sucks.
Oh, no. We have to set the bar.
Oh, no, we peaked.
Oh, no. But then there's this scary thing of, like, what if we're so far behind that, like,
nobody wants to talk to us
because they look at us like an ant.
We're legit primates.
We're not as far in advancements.
We're not advanced enough to communicate with them in a proper way. Which that would be disappointing too, but because I feel like that would be a little bit more accepted.
There's a theory that the reason why aliens don't talk to us is because it's like you trying to communicate with a snail. Like, you're not going to be able to get any kind of ideas across to the snail or communicate anything to a snail because it's such a lower life form and
what you do is you help the snail by building their pyramids and stuff.
Yeah, you tell them where the salt isn't so they don't just foam up.
Oh, gosh.
And so, what if we were that far behind and all of a sudden let's say you got abducted by a super high, it would be so, quote unquote, alien to just like see like their advancements in technology, and let's say they'd be able to communicate without actually being vocal. They would be able to like telepathically communicate. And like, what is it in Thor where they put her in the bed and like they do
all the scans and they can pull up her like and aura and all that jazz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine all of a sudden, like, what if they could like separate your soul from your body while they worked on your body to like keep you like good while they worked on your body.
Like, they're just sitting there beating the crap out of your body without anesthesia and like you're not feeling anything because your soul I think I'd be more mad that they didn't help us out earlier when we had all these other problems, like other people, you know, like.
But what if they have to let us figure it out on our own and we have to go through the hard times?
Good luck.
Because like, let's say you're an advanced civilization that like can basically operate on somebody without ever cutting their skin. It would look so barbaric to see open heart surgery. Wow, you're just lopping into them with metal. Like,
this guy's just pulling out his guts.
Yeah, just like, set all willy nilly, like,
just cut them open.
Yeah, but you'd be like, wow, you're sewing it together with a needle. Like, you don't have like the fusion gun yet or whatever.
Like the patches.
Yeah,
you don't have the cancer sticks. So
you can't just pull their soul out and put them in a new body. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah. And so, like, we might not be as advanced as we think we are.
I really don't think so. I don't hope so. I hope that we're where we're at and there's something more.
I'm hoping we're par for the course. There's people less than us and people greater than us. Like, we're,
I'd like to, honestly, average. I'd like to be able to see, but I don't think in our lifetimes.
Oh, no, I don't. I really don't.
It's the disappointment, but.
Yeah, could you, what if you die and then, like, when you die,
what if they figure out how to bring your soul back after you die and they put it in another body?
Well, ooh, that'd be wild. Oh. But like, what if like when you die, everything gets answered for you and you get to see everything and you get to see like how, like, what if life is already like predetermined and you just get to watch the rest of the movie play out?
I think it'd be kind of a bummer.
My own.
Knowing that your life was already pretty much, even the crappy times were planned out. That would suck.
You're like, wow, you really put me through that. Why? What did I do?
It's like, wow, you had to let me cut myself shaving that one day.
Yeah.
When I almost
why out, did you let me stub my me toe almost, so much?
Me almost bleeding out in the bathroom.
Yeah. Why? Why did you let me stub my toe so much? You couldn't.
Yeah. Why did you let my wife stub her toes like 5 times last night?
Why did I have to have glasses? You couldn't just give me default good vision, like,
dude.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But then again, it's like, well, I mean, there's people living rougher lives than me.
They're really, like, and that's the other thing. It's like, why did you let those, like, what was their path at? Like, for them to, like.
Why? Because they were born over there. They just had it fucking rough.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people, and we've talked about that, is, like, not a lot of people realize how much of a lottery you won being born in this country.
Yeah.
No offense to, like, our listeners from other countries that we assume are listening.
Which is bananas, because we have, like, there are 15 different countries that have listened to our podcast.
Now, you listen here, people. If we become a hit in another country before here.
We are technically international.
Yeah. Are you trying to say that I am Mr. Worldwide?
Dude.
I like that.
Dale. I like that. But yeah, and so back to the whole, like, what is, like, the conspiracies and everything? Like,
yeah.
What if aliens never landed? And then you're just like, oh. Like, they've never communicated with them. It was a hot air balloon.
I think it would be a disappointment, but essentially you wouldn't be missing out on much because you'd never really, if it wasn't there, you never saw it.
Yeah. And then, like, what if, because, like, there's, like, the theory of, like, there's an elite group of people that control the whole world. What if there isn't? What if you get so much money that all you can do is just buy stuff? You don't actually have any more power because
there's
just blocks in the way, and some people just don't care for your money. Because let's say you're a millionaire, but you go to a country that, like, doesn't even acknowledge your currency. They think it's trash. All of a sudden, your millions of dollars, let's say...
worth zero.
Yeah, is worth zero. Let's say, like...
Oh, dude, or what if suddenly the currency wasn't worth anything, and you can't buy anything from anybody?
Yeah.
But that's, like, the thing that also blows
my mind. The only reason money has value is because you think it has value.
Because we tell ourselves that it does, and we take it.
And
Like, literally, a guy found a dollar outside of my truck today, handed it to me. It wasn't mine, because I hadn't gotten out of my truck. And he's like, here, now you're rich. I'm like, oh, thanks. But it's like, that only has value because we know it has value. And if not, it would just be some guy handing me a piece of paper.
Yeah, because everybody always like, well, certain things always have value, like gold and silver. It's like,
here's
platinum. Sean,
here's $100.
But it's a gum wrapper. Yeah. And so let's say, because some people are like, yeah, but like gold will always have value or platinum will always have value. That's because you think it does.
That's the same thing. Like gold. It's just basically a metal that's solid that you say it has value because it looks nice.
Yeah, because in all reality, they say, like, oh, you can make all this stuff with gold and everything. I personally can't make it with gold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to make microprocessors. I don't have actual use for
them. I'm not one of them wizards.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do all that.
I mean, like, if somebody gave me a gold bar, I'd be like, okay, yeah, like, I'm
taking that. Yeah, give me a gold bar.
Personally, in my day-to-day life, I have no use for that specific metal.
Yeah.
So if I grew up my whole life not knowing what gold was, and I just thought it was another metal, I thought it was just like a different version of brass or something.
Or an alien coming into the planet.
Yeah, what if an alien comes in and is like, gold isn't worth anything because it's everywhere in the universe. You guys just don't have
just
a
like
lot
that.
You'd be like, oh, well, okay.
Just like that movie, what's it called? It has Justin Timberlake in it.
The Time one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where they use their life... The time that they have left on this world as currency. Is the currency?
Yeah. I love that movie.
Oh, that's such a...
I could watch that movie like...
It's so
10 times
accurate. But and that's honestly more realistic to me if we could do that. Because that's...
Yeah. Your time is worth something.
Your time is worth it.
Because there's that guy that has
But in reality, that's what you're doing. You're selling your time working.
Yeah.
For stuff.
For money. you're exchanging your time... For currency that is a default currency that other people can acknowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but
yeah.
that movie, though, it tells it so well. You basically have these people that, like, can live eternity. Eternity.
And there's, like, the and different
Because they're billionaires.
Communities.
Like, they live as long as they have the time.
What is the name of this movie? So we can... So that way...
But if you haven't seen it, look it up. It's Justin Timberlake. I forget. He'll find it out now. He'll tell you.
That way, if you haven't seen this movie,
But they basically buy all their stuff with the time that they have left. And so, like, the homeless people, they work off of charity. Or they get charity time, and it's like, they'll get, like, a day.
You know, right now, there's people listening to us that are freaking out and yelling the name of this movie at their stereo.
I can't remember. It's something stupid, I bet. It's got to be something dumb, and we're both just sitting here. We probably already said it.
It's called In Time.
Oh, you stupid.
But it's such a good movie. Oh, but I love that movie.
But it never took... Well, at least I didn't think it took off as much as I should have.
No, it didn't. It didn't take off as much as it should have.
Because it was... I think I even have it as a DVD. I think I bought it
as a
DVD.
Not Blu-ray, DVD.
Yeah, because... It looked interesting, and I didn't even see it in theaters.
It was one of those Walmart bins where it's like $5.
It was one of those 3 a.m. Walmart runs that me and you used to do.
Ah, yes.
And we would just go and just roam around.
Roam around for a minute, buy like a sandwich, and then...
Buy like some ice cream sandwiches and like some microwavable hoagies, and then just go back and just hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it was.
We got to Walmart too late, so we couldn't even buy beer.
But you know what? I'll tell everybody this. Walmart at 3 a.m. is the best time to go to shop for groceries or anything that you really need. I hate going to Walmart or any store middle of the day. My wife knows this. Well, I like to go in the mornings because there's too many people, bro.
Yeah. I can't. Oh, my God. I hate when I forget something at the store and I have to, like, especially if it's something that I have to get from, like, let's say I went to Walmart. I have to get it from Walmart because that's where it was.
Yeah.
I hate going to Walmart now.
I If I have to go in that store, I beeline it to whatever I need to.
Park on the side that has like the thing. You go in, out.
I know exactly where I'm going. Self checkout, and I'm out.
I hate going.
I don't like. Yeah,
and it's only getting worse. And it's not like one specific Walmart. Every Walmart I go to,
I think a lot of it is just like the people, how they treat the store, bro. Like, yeah. You can walk into, like, the sock aisle, go get some socks, and people leave, like, half-eaten sandwiches inside the freaking racks.
Or, like, all those videos, remember when people were doing that, like, spill milk challenge thing where they would, like,
throw a gallon of milk on the ground?
That was always at Walmart's.
Who does that? Like, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about pranking or whatever. Like, that's fine. Like, don't prank me because I just get mad. I can't take it very well.
Rawr.
But, like, some of these pranks that people do is, like, it's dumb. Like, it's just annoying.
You're just being immature and just wasting money.
Yeah. Just for what? For people to click your views. Stupid.
Yeah.
The ones that are funnier are the ones where the guy throws the pillows over the aisle and he puts the bucket on the dude's head. And
he acts like
he had a bucket on his too. Like, whoa. Like,
that one's fun.
But don't do it to me.
Yeah, don't do that.
You hear me? Do that to me, I'll be mad.
Cover me up with a bucket.
Yeah, don't put a bucket on my head.
Just start.
If I see you at Walmart, you do that.
Throwing haymakers.
I am. I'm scared of that. I'm scared to be pranked in real life because I feel like I'm going to hit somebody.
Put a bucket over your head, pull your pants down.
Ah! Almost elbowed my wife one time when she scared me out of her room, like walking down the hallway. She pops out of nowhere, almost elbowed her.
Ah! Yeah. All right. Well, this is a nice little conspiracy theory.
We keep going back to that, but honestly,
we aren't those people, but it's a topic that we.
It's something that's interesting. The what ifs in life are always just.
It really makes you think.
It really makes you think. If you guys got something else you want to talk about, you tell me.
You give a.
But if you don't give me a solution, don't complain about the problem.
Yes. after I get done recording, or after we get done recording this episode, I'm going to take and get on the Facebook page, and I'm going to see if I can figure out a way to make a poll or just like a suggestion thing for merchandise.
Yeah, we're
so it'll be on there it'll be on there yesterday because this is coming out.
Tomorrow today morning.
Yes. So check the Facebook page and drop what you would like us to make or design so we can.
We're not crafty people. We're going to tell you that from the get-go. Yes.
We're going to try to make sure that it's at least a quality product. It may not be like the
may not be nothing fancy, but it'll be something that's useful. Like, I mean.
But yeah, we'll make a post about it and
see what you guys
like. If you didn't see it yesterday, get on there and comment today on what you would like, and we'll try to get prices out and styles out. So
and it should be the one underneath this.
Yes, it should be the post underneath.
If you weren't on here yesterday, post toast,
Post Malone toast,
Toast Malone.
Ooh. Cinnamon Toast Malone?
Toast Malone, you're from Utah. Come on my show.
Yeah, come on our podcast, Post Malone. Somebody tag him. Somebody get him. If we could get Posty on here, I'd be pretty.
If you know a homeless man that knows Poster Malone, you tell him that I don't drink Bud Light, but I'll buy him some.
That'd be pretty dope to have him, though.
That'd be
hey, somebody get him on here. All right. Take it easy, guys.
Bye.